Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. It's Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at the Saturday late pick four up at Saratoga. It includes a couple of, well, one graded stake, a grade one, the Diana, and then the late pick five actually starts in the eighth race with the grade two Bowling Green. So you have a couple of graded stakes, but only one in the late pick four that we're analyzing, and that is the grade one Diana. A small field at a mile and an eighth on the turf, fillies and mares four and up. Usually dominated by Chad Brown, but the even money favorite is from his former assistant, Cherie DeVoe. She feels pretty. Can you beat her?
I think she's going to be a legitimate favorite. And Cherie, as we're recording this on Thursday, just won a stakes race at Saratoga. So she's got off to a really good start. And She Feels Pretty has done everything they've asked of her. She's won four in a row, three of them grade ones. So there's nothing. She's already got four grade ones in her pocket. She's won a million seven. She just wins, and I would be surprised if she doesn't win this, because she's won on yielding, she's won on firm, she's won at Saratoga, she's won at Churchill. Everywhere they've taken her, she's run well, and this is a third off a layoff. Her last two buyers were 96 and 100. No reason to think that she can't get beat. I did not single her. I did put in a Chad Brown horse, and I used Excellent Truth as the alternative. Coming out of Just the Game to Dynamic Pricing, I just think that this one may have a little more upside than Dynamic Pricing, and I'm thinking that Dynamic Pricing really moved up on that yielding turf they ran a Just the Game on. So Excellent Truth has been proven over a good turf at Keeneland when she almost won the Jenny Wiley. So I'm going to use her as an alternative. Going to stick with those two. Choice Up, you know, won the Jenny Wiley, but then came back and didn't run well in Just a Game. And it may be the opposite. She may not have cared for the yielding turf course. Dynamic Pricing certainly has a shot in here if She Feels Pretty doesn't fire her best shot. And Be Your Best on the outside for Sassy Joseph. A little bit below the best, but won the Gamely at Santa Anita after running not very well than Jenny Wiley. I really liked her in the Gamely. She went out there and took some of that Southern California money. But I think She Feels Pretty as a logical solution in here, and I would be surprised if she gets beat.
Yeah, I'm on the same two you are at the She Feels Pretty and Excellent Truth. I think one of those two wins this. I'm just going to go too deep on my pick four. I took She Feels Pretty on top with the four race win streak, but I don't think she's, you know, light years past Excellent Truth. Certainly on numbers, they are comparable, and Excellent Truth just missed in two grade ones. And I think the added distance here might help her, and Pratt's been red hot again up at Saratoga. So I think it's one of those two. I took She Feels Pretty on top. The late pick four starts with a first-level allowance at a mile and an eighth on the turf, three and up. And I took a big old swing at a 20-1 in here. Bulldoze, the eight for Todd Pletcher. I liked this win the horse had on March the 2nd, and I picked the horse at Keeneland, I think, for my long shot pick, and didn't run well, but got a wide trip, and maybe that was a little too far. Cut back in distance for a stake the next time out in the Benign Ridge, and it ended up being off the turf. So now this horse may get his best distance and gets certainly much firmer turf. And I just think that he's better than those last two have shown, and Saez stays with the horse. So I'm going to take a shot with Bulldoze on top, but I'm also going to go deep in here and take the two Chad Brown horses. Debt Limit's the one actually like the best of the two. Mortar Gold is got a good shot, but Debt Limit beat a next out winner last time. So like both of those. I like Gilded Kraken, who has run well here and makes the second start off the layoff. Taraj is getting first Lasix in the U.S. debut for Mott. And then Navy Seal for Wesley Ward is a horse that I think merits a long look. So I'm going to go with five in there and take the 20-1 Bulldoze on top. How did you see this ninth race?
Well, I took the 12-1 Gilded Kraken on top. You mentioned this horse, and I just think that this horse has the best speed in the race. And those turf races at Saratoga last weekend were won wire to wire. Most of them were won in that fashion. And the turf course in general at Saratoga favors speed. So Gilded Kraken has not gotten to the lead the last couple races, but when he has gotten to the lead back in at Keeneland and Churchill in October and September of 24, he went wire to wire and against allowance horses there, a $50,000 starter allowance, which is close to what this is. So, and I think a mile and an eighth, he's never been that far, but he's never run a mile and an eighth, but he's been a mile and a half. And he didn't embarrass himself in that race at Churchill. So I think Gilded Kraken here has a shot at just taking wire to wire. I don't think you'll get 12 to 1 with Jose Ortiz up, but you'll get certainly double digits or high single digits. I'm going to use Tirage for Belmont, first time North America. I'm going to use the entry Move to Gold and Debt Limit for Chad Brown. Either one of them could win, so you've got to look at that entry. And I'm going to use Better Lucky Than Good for Miguel Clement. And this horse comes off a break from last November, came back in the Kingston, ran okay, only got beat 2 3/4, good prep for this race. He ought to be better second off a layoff, and he stretches out to a mile and eighth where he's finished second before with an 87 buyer. So Better Lucky Than Good at 6-1 with Dylan Davis has a shot as well. I'm going to go 4 deep in the pick 4.
Let's move on to race number 10. It's an allowance optional claimer, 3-year-olds and up, 7 furlongs on the main track. How did you see this one?
Wide open. I thought that this one really looked like a race that you could go deep in. I'm going 5 deep in here, and I really couldn't make a real good determination. General Partner is going to be the favorite for Chad Brown coming off that race, a 7-furlong win at Saratoga on a sloppy track back on June 7th with a 97 buyer. His Saratoga record is gleaming. He's 3-4 at Saratoga at a 101 buyer at a mile race back in June of 24. So General Partner is the favorite. Going to use Scotland for Bill Mott coming off a Churchill race back in December. Had a long rest since then, but he won that by 2 1/4 with a 94 buyer. And he's 2-3 at Saratoga as well. Illuminaire for Todd Pletcher is 2-2 at Saratoga in the summer of 24 with an 88-89 buyer. Has come back and has been off since December, but loving Saratoga, it's a good place for him to get back to the races. 24 Mamba for Tom Morley has 0-2 at Saratoga, but is in the mid-90s with his buyers and had a lot of early speed. And Little Knee for Mark Cassie, again, a horse coming off a layoff, but ran really well at Monmouth last year, almost won the Jersey Shore. Only got beat by Bookham Dano by a nose. Book of Dano's in this race, he's probably 3-5. So I think Little Knee at 6-1 is probably a bargain as well if he comes back to the races with the same ability he showed last summer. 5 deep could go deeper in here. I'm not sure about this one, but I'm going to spread with 5 of them.
I went 3 deep. I took General Partner on top for Chad Brown, Lobby, and Pratt. I like that big jump in the buyer up to a 97 last time, and the horse has had his best figures at Saratoga. Scotland loves Saratoga, 2-3 over the track, and is really a little more battle-tested than I think, several more stakes engagements than I think the ones in here. And then I'm going to use Illuminaire just on the fact that the horse has given away some good bit of experience, but is 2-2 at Saratoga, and it's Pletcher. And, you know, horse looks certainly to have some talent. So I'm going to stick with Brown, Mott, Pletcher there, and think one of those three will get me through. We've talked about the Diana. Let's go to race 12, which wraps up the pick 4. It's a maiden race, turf sprint, 5.5 furlongs, fillies and mares 3 and up. I am going to go deep in here. I imagine you are too. Where did you land?
Well, not as deep as I could. I landed on Girls Rock for Whitworth Beckman, coming off a race, a couple races at Churchill Downs, 5 5.5, where she was very competitive. A horse that beat her on May 9th came back and won Maytown and may turn out to be a really good filly. So I'm going to use her on top. I'm going to use She Wants War for Wesley Ward coming out of the same race at Churchill. And her debut at Churchill was actually better, only got beat a half a length in her first time out. And then first time starter for Chad Brown with Flavia and Pratt. Great works on her docket and a lot of works to get ready for a debut. So I'm only going to use those 3. I didn't want to spend more than $60, so I was limited. One looks okay, coming off of a synthetic race at Gulfstream with Luis Saez and George Weaver. And panache for Sherry DeVoe on the outside. I could use her. Danny Gargan has a second-time starter called Gellhorn. I think I'm going to use three deep here. I may not be deep enough. Maybe you're going to go a little bit further down the line.
Jim, I'm going five deep. I took my Divine Spirit on top. First-timer, it's Chad Brown, Flavian Pratt. As I said, Pratt's been riding great up there, and I just kind of think Chad's going to heat up with the official start of the Saratoga meet. Regleton was second to a Next Out winner. George Weaver has really good numbers with turf sprints. Won one on the Thursday with a first-timer, and also has good numbers with second-time starters, which this horse is. She Wants War, the four, was second and fourth at Churchill and two starts for Wesley Ward, so she's run well. Girls Rock, two good turf efforts at Churchill, got her on my ticket. And then Fast Market, both turf races for this one were around two turns. Might be better sprinting, and Rosario really is a tremendous rider in a lot of categories, but turf sprints in particular, I think. So I am going to go five deep. Pick four. Going to start with going five, 1-3-4-5-8, then 4-5-7, then 1-4, then 1-3-4-6-7. That's a $75 ticket for 50 cents. How about you?
$60 with 1-3-5-11, with 2-3-4-5-7, with 1-4, with 3-4-6.
And don't forget, there is a graded stake that starts the late pick five, the grade two Bowling Green. And you've got, I think, Web Slinger and Farbridge both look strong in there. I actually did this race for our video pick of the week for KeenelandSelect.com, and I took starting over on the inside, mainly more of an exacta key horse. Possibly he could win, but Brittany Russell's a really good trainer, and the fact that she's going to, you know, she's tested these kind of horses before, and she's going to do it again. Third off a layoff, nice race last time, and I like that inside post on that inner course. It's been very speed favoring. Wasn't quite as much on the Thursday card, but just on that angle, gets Franco to ride. I took that horse for a little bit of a play on the video pick this week. Best of luck to everybody. If you're playing up at Saratoga or at Ellis or somewhere else, a lot of good racing around the country this time of year. So best of luck, and we'll see you next week on the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.